You're looking very red in there.
I am very... Look at this face.
We left yesterday and somebody basically carpeted the whole studio in red.
I've got a massive Cork flag blocking the window here, so...
You've got a map there, haven't you?
I have another little... One of the car flags, you know, the ones you put on your window.
Yeah, yeah. You've got a map behind you there.
On the map I have, yeah.
The map, just in case you forgot where you were.
Here's Cork.
Cork.
Cork, bye. I love that map that has been shared around... It's basically all over social media.
Yeah, it always floats around, doesn't it?
And it's basically Cork. And then every other county is called not Cork.
Yes.
We're just,
that. Yeah, it's good.
Just a superior race of beings we can call ourselves.
Exactly.
Cork and not Cork.
Exactly.
Why do I say we? I'm still. I always talking like as if I'm a pure Cork man. I'm not.
Yeah, but we live here.
I'm a blow-in.
Yeah, but we live here.
I'm what they call a Machia Cork man. I'm a pretend one.
But if you're a Machia Cork man, I don't know what
you're a Machia Fla. Oh
yeah,
my God!
We live here. We've got kids that are from Cork.
That's it. I think I've married into Corkness, that'll do.
Yeah.
If you can't accept me for that. Well, then I don't know what to do. I don't. Yeah. What more can you do? Unless I tattoo my body.
Yeah.
With what kind of things could I do to prove my Corkness with a tattoo? Jimmy Barry Murphy on the back of my neck,
there,
or you know, a neck tattoo of Jimmy Barry.
Yeah, and a pint of Beamish on the top of your arm.
Yeah, and Trump on me calf. Then air punching. The... Have you seen those tattoos going around?
Oh, have I what?
Apparently, it's a massive trend. People are getting Trump tattooed all over them. With that air punch, see, when he's been pulled away by the Secret Service, mm-hmm. Iconic, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. How much would it cost me to pay you?
Yeah.
To get that on your calf muscle, to get that tattoo? Give me a figure.
You couldn't.
No, you could.
No.
Everything has a price, Victoria.
No. Listen to what I'm saying to you right now. You could not pay me. There wouldn't be an amount that you could pay me for me to get that done.
You mean to tell me for a tattoo of Trump on your right calf of Trump punch in the air, 10 million quid?
Nah.
No way!
Nah.
No way!
Nah, wouldn't get it done.
You cover it over.
I just couldn't, out of principle.
Cover it over with a big camogie sock. You'd be fine.
What, just walk around with one camogie sock on all the time?
Oh, she's weird,
here
that one.
Here comes your one with the camogie sock on.
I might be weird, but I've got 10 million in the bank.
No, I wouldn't do it for 10 million.
I'm going to double it to 20.
I wouldn't do it for 20.
100 million quid.
Would not do it for 100 million.
A tattoo? Look, it doesn't matter what it means or what it stands for or what it is.
I don't care.
It's Donald Trump.
I wouldn't do it.
Punch in the air. Okay.
I would not do it.
Donald Trump's body, Donald Duck's head. Would you do that?
I'd consider it. Once it wasn't his head.
Oh my God. It's 11 minutes after 6. I had a wild day yesterday. I had a long, long day yesterday.
Yeah, go on. Fill us in.
I was emceeing an RNLI fundraiser yesterday.
Yeah.
That was on down across Haven. And it was ladies' lunch, all right? It was my first time doing it. And Jesus, how I got out of there. How I got out of there alive.
Oh, okay. See, it was like the lion's den, I'd say, was there?
No, it all started very nice and proper. Everyone arrived from the lovely gunas, and it was outside the sunshine, and everyone taking photos and chatting away.
Lovely.
And by the end of the night, it was like something. It was like someone... It was like a Def Leppard video.
Yeah.
In 1985. Hair everywhere, handbags flying. There was shoes missing.
Oh,
some people crying.
Yeah.
They did an absolutely brilliant day, and they raised a fortune for the RNLI. So well done.
That's
everybody.
That's the main thing, yep.
It was a good crack down there yesterday.
Was it down in Crosshaven?
It was indeed.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good.
Down in Crosshaven, where we have bins for her glasses. Do you know that, Victoria?
I do,
did you hear that? Did you?
Orange bins.
We have orange bins for the glass
orange
collection.
Orange bins.
A blue Vic's mind.
I know.
You have a bin for recycling glass.
Yeah.
Oh, of course we do.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
Here we go. Little rewind on the way. The latest thing's coming up, and the cash machine is 150 grand. Good morning. It's incredible how one phrase, one word that comes out of your mouth can completely change your life these days.
Oh, yeah.
For the better or for the worst. I mean, for the better.
Fuck.
You know, exactly. Hoctoo Lady has made, she's going to make a million this year.
Oh, nice.
On merchandise alone. She's selling hats and t-shirts and everything. And it's she's turning it up. She's charging like 25 grand for an interview, all this stuff.
Wow.
It's absolutely bonkers.
Catch me outside.
The Catch Me Outside lady who was on Dr. Phil many years ago,
yeah.
She just said that phrase. It blew up and she has made 85 million on her OnlyFans this year alone.
85
million. TMZ have published the receipt of how much money she's made.
Whoa.
Then yesterday, Tenacious D, words that come out of a mouth that can change your life for the worst. This is Tenacious D live. It's Jack Black, the actor. It's his band and his partner, Kyle. So we asked Kyle to bring out a birthday cake. What's your birthday wish? What is your wish?
Don't miss Trump next time.
Don't miss Trump next time.
Yeah.
Is what he said. Now Jack Black has ended the band.
Yeah.
Cancelled the world tour. And that's it. The band are no more. He had to do it to step away from doing more damage to him and his acting career. Mm. So Tenacious D are gone off the back of it. Are you a fan of them?
Yeah,
do you like
not
them?
Bad.
I like their Britney Spears cover. And that song they did with the devil. Tribute's a banger. But anyway, about 10, 11 years ago, I was asked to do an interview with Jack Black and Tenacious D, and it just didn't go well.
Oh, no.
Oh my God. I was supposed to ring them up from two phone lines, okay? So in the studio I was in, there was only one phone line available. So I said to him, listen, Jack, is there any chance I could just talk to you first? And then I'll talk to Kyle and we'll stitch it all together. And that just killed the interview straight away. And there's 9.5 minutes of this that I've just put into a minute of just awkwardness and silence. And then they start talking back and over to each other.
Yeah, all right, well, you just ask the questions and I'll repeat them out loud and we'll answer them together that way. Here we go. And first question.
Hello, Tenacious D. Jack Black, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well.
It is lovely to talk to you.
Tenacious D, how are you?
How's the tour going so far?
We're pretty much 5 for 5.
I heard that some guy asked you where you had gone to and you said that everyone had thought you had actually died.
Oh, there was a man who interviewed us in the States who said, where have you gone to? Where have you been? And we said, well, everyone thought we had died, but we didn't die.
Yeah.
Okay. It's more of a statement than a question.
Yeah, but I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you're still here and alive and well.
He's glad we're still alive and well.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thumbs up to you.
How is your life, Jack? What's happening?
All that is happening now is Tenacious D, raising my two little boys, Sammy and Tommy. Kyle, how are you, man? How are you?
I'm good. I'm working really hard on my poker skills.
Kyle's been working really hard on his poker skills. That's it.
What have you done that's different on this tour to the previous stuff?
What have we done on this tour that's different than previous tours?
We've brought a whole new genre to the canon.
Our next album, it's called Tenacious D Jazz. I don't know. Print that, please. That's all gold.
That's all gold. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Was he just up?
Wait.
No, I don't know.
Okay, it wasn't.
Did I get
you.
Him? Did I get him on a bad day? Was it me? I don't
it
know.
It wasn't you. I can tell you now. It was not you in that interview.
But that's the best of the world. There was like 30-second gaps where they were just went off chatting between themselves. It was very strange.
Okay, you sound about 12 in that clip as well.
But do we? Yeah. Okay, well, it was about 12 years ago. Yeah.
No, it definitely wasn't you. I just think somebody has just written the perfect expression for what I would love to say on the radio but can't on the WhatsApp machine there. That will tell you exactly what I think you were dealing with there. Yeah,
it was...
egos.
Maybe so, but again, it was just the whole thing that I couldn't have two phone lines for them. That they kind of.
But they just went to town with that, then.
Yeah, they really did. They shut the whole thing down. Anyway, that was my experience with there Jack Black and Tenacious
nice.
D.
Yay!
Cork's Good Times, Red FM, Rebel Radio.
Cork's Good Times, Red FM. It is 6:24. And that is Kenny Grace. Tom's been on to me saying, with regards to your Jack Black interview, would it be anything to do with the fact that you're saying you're not dead 20 seconds into the interview? Might have played a part. I don't know. But it
no,
was.
No, I think the overall sort of. Is, you know.
That question came from an article which was doing the rounds on Lad Bible or something. Jack Black says he's delighted he's not dead.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
It was
so
an, somebody threw it, like, they'd gone missing for years as a band.
Yeah.
And like somebody said it tongue in cheek to them, geez, I thought you were dead. He said, no, I'm not. And that became the headline. And that became the article. So
I can see why you said that to him.
Yeah, he's dead to me, though. Dead to me. Yeah. And at least I found out what the D stands for in Tenacious D.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Anyway.
What have we got? Cheaper bus fares and bike subsidiaries in a bid to cut car addiction.
Yeah.
Are we addicted to cars? We probably are.
Well, let me put it this way. This is just the one question that will always decide whether we are or not. Do you drive to your local shop?
When it's lashing rain, I do. Yeah.
Really? Only when it's lashing rain? You'd walk if it wasn't?
Yeah, would you bring the dog down? Tie him up outside the shop.
Yeah, yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah, come out and see him humping the plastic recycling bin. That's my dog.
The orange bin, is it?
The orange bin. That's on the front of the Independent this morning. The government is looking to break motorists' addiction to their cars and expand incentives for people to buy bikes. I'll tell you what I would fly around on is a buddy of mine has an electric bike.
I knew you were going to say that.
Electric bicycle.
The you don't have to do anything, Casey. All you have to do is put your feet on the pedals.
You still cycle, but then when you hit a hill, it's like, woo! You're flying
you
up it.
Straight over it,
They're amazing.
No, they are amazing. I have ridden one before, and they are amazing.
It's just a little bit of, hang on a second.
But this you don't have to do much, do you?
I'm not moving, and this thing's moving. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, they
little
are
motorbike.
Cool. They are cool.
That's on the Independent. Abby Clancy is telling everyone this morning that in 20 years... of a relationship with her husband, Peter Crouch, the only thing he's made her is toast.
Yeah, you can tell. Can you not tell?
Yeah, that's true. He's so skinny.
And a pot noodle.
Who is it? Was it one of the Unbelievables that said he's so skinny he only needs one eye?
Yeah.
So he's rubbish in the kitchen. He doesn't make meals. He doesn't cook dinner.
I'd say they have a chef, no? Sure, they're loaded.
Of course they will.
For
course
God's
they would.
Sake.
The Prodigy, if you're a fan of The Prodigy, they're bringing out their own grog, apparently. Dance band The Prodigy are set to bring out a range of their own alcoholic drinks.
Okay.
Smack My Birch Up is what the papers have given it. I see what they did there. Little kind of whiskey brewing reference. The Raver's known for hits such as Firestarter and Poison. Have applied to trademark their name under classification of alcoholic beverages. Everyone's on their own, the booze thing, aren't they?
Yeah, well, it's probably a pretty good moneymaker.
Have you bought any responsibly off the back of a celebrity's name? Have you bought any Graham Norton stuff or anything like that?
No, but you got me something.
Did I?
Yeah.
What did I get you?
Last Christmas. Sorry.
What did I get you?
You bought me a bottle of Graham Norton's range.
Jesus, was I in good mood that day or something, was
it?
Must have been. It's not like me.
No.
Still have it? That's a really stupid question.
Yeah, of course it is. Time stood still. The big news, the big celeb news is Maya Jama and Stormzy have split up. Now, lots of people are really sad about this.
Again?
Yeah, well, you see, they were together, I think, about 5 or 6 years ago. And they broke up. And his mother was always really cross at him because she really liked Maya.
I think
there was a bit of a scandal back then.
What's wrong with fellas?
I know.
Maya Jama.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
My
anyway.
Pajamas.
Anyway, unfortunately, they've decided to go their separate ways. Now, there's lots of gossip in the media about Stormzy was talking about that he really wanted to settle down and that he wanted to settle down with her. And that's what the gossip is that he wants to settle down, have a family. She's not ready.
Oh, that must be the worst, isn't
it?
I think
she's kind of at the peak of her career at the minute, Maya Jama. Yeah. She's got offers coming at her left, right and centre. And I guess, listen, it has to be the right time for the woman to take time out. Things.
Does she act?
I don't think so. I think she just mainly presents.
Yeah.
She's kind of a TV presenter. But I think I was reading something there yesterday that Netflix are after her to present something. And so I'd say there's a few offers coming at her. And Stormzy just wants to, you know, settle down, have a few little... little people, and she's probably not ready now. Whether that or not is true, I don't know. But anyway,
you could see her becoming a Bond girl. She's got that kind of look about her.
She's gorgeous, yeah, stunner. And actually, he's a gorgeous looking guy as well. Together, they are a beautiful couple.
Just a quick one, morning guys. Just a heads up: at the top of Carr's Hill, there's water flooding the road, and it's causing a lot of. It's causing a lot of traffic slowdowns. Okay, might be a good idea to let people know, according to Dave. That's unusual. Carr's Hill water flooding out of somewhere. Could be a burst pipe from somewhere.
That's what I would imagine it is.
That's Dave and Ballincollig. Everyone take it easy on approach to Carr's Hill.
Absolutely. I don't know if you have my clip. Do you have my Baz clip?
I'm always ready with your Baz. Let's see.
This is a funny little story. So this is a TikToker unknowingly interviewed movie director Baz Luhrmann on a street in Sydney. So this is kind of funny. Like, if I say to you Baz Luhrmann, he has a certain look, doesn't he? I think you'd be able to, you'd recognise him if you saw him on the street.
Is this the sunscreen man?
Yeah, yeah. Baz Luhrmann, but he directed Moulin Rouge. There's been some really big films that he's directed. But this TikToker was doing one of those little kind of vox pop interviews on the street where she asks people about relationships and dating. And unknowingly, she interviewed Baz Luhrmann and he gave her a few little hints along the way, but she didn't pick up. Have a listen. It's funny.
It's a contract of communication.
It's a loose contract where you can other people occasionally. Monogamy is hard long term, and you know, people come into your life. And
let me think about that. I'm not sure what that means. What is the point of the conversation we're having?
Just talking about dating. What's the worst date you've ever been on?
I mean, I didn't have to date. What I do is not a job, it's a life, and every relationship I ever had just grew organically out of that.
Well, beautiful chatting with you.
Hey.
Been a pleasure.
Awesome.
Till then. Till then, I'll be on my way.
I usually don't do it. You know what?
Thank you very much. I'm honoured. I love your jacket.
Thank you.
She just didn't have a clue.
Is that what
she's
he sounds
asking
like?
Him about, yeah.
I've never heard him talk before.
She's asking him about dating and marriage, and he's been married to his wife, Catherine, for many, many years. But it was just really cringe watching it, that she just wasn't getting it. And he was kind of looking at her as if to sort of say, don't you know who I am?
Yeah. The best Vox Pop interview. Yeah. What does Vox Pop mean?
It's
a Latin word, isn't it?
Is it?
Voxy popular. It's to get a response. I don't know. I can't remember. It's to stop someone on the street and to record them.
Oh,
anyway.
That's interesting.
I think I could be talking at my arse here now. By the way, the best Vox Pop I ever seen was an interview. A fellow was in Liverpool and he's standing up and he stops this man who's in his late 70s. Hello, sir. We're talking about the big cup final this weekend. Yeah. Do you remember the last time that Liverpool won? Blah blah blah. And he was like, "Do I remember?" Oh, but the goalkeeper.
That's brilliant.
He was he played in the cup final in 1960 something or other.
What are the chances?
And saved three goals. It was amazing.
Wow.
Just out of the blue, he meets your man on the street.
I love that. Yeah.
I don't know where I pulled that one from.
Vox Populi, voice of the people.
Okay.
Oh, Vox Populi.
Yeah, Vox is obviously Latin for voice.
Yeah.
Populi must mean people.
That's really interesting.
And that's Seamus Whelan. Wow. And guess what he does for a living?
Oh.
So talking about Vox Pops on the street, you go up to people randomly and you ask them a question, and if they turn out to be quite famous and you've no idea you're talking to somebody important. I love this. This is great.
I'm just wondering whether you remember the Derby match in 1967 at Goodison, FA Cup, fifth round, and it was shown on a big screen at Anfield at the
same
time.
That's right.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, I do. I played in it.
Did you?
I was goalkeeper for Liverpool.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a stroke of luck, me meeting you. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, can you remind me of your name?
Tommy Lawrence.
Tommy, nice to meet you. What do you remember about it?
It was a great game, yes. Alan Ball scored the winner.
He did indeed.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
What are the chances of that happening, of you just bumming
that's
in to the goalkeeper from the actual game from 50 years ago? Whoa. Becky Hill, Outside of Love on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM turning Cork red at 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. I hope you're doing all right. Carr's Hill burst water main, or is there something burst on the Carr's Hill area at the moment? Do you have any more on that?
No, I think that most people are saying that it is a burst water main and it's flooding the road. It's the top of Carr's Hill, but it's completely flooding the road and it's heading already into Carrigaline.
Okay. Oh, Carrigaline. Watch out for that. There's long, long delays. So, Sabrina's song. I have many, many suggestions.
Okay.
As to what I think... She's borrowed from something. She's borrowed heavily from something. And Gary's right, you know. He's absolutely on the ball. Never-ending story.
Oh, that's it. Yes.
Yeah, there's a banging.
Oh, that's it.
No, Dave's suggestion is on the ball too. There's a bit of Yazoo.
Oh, there's a bit of that as well.
And only you. Thrown in there. So.
Well done, lads.
My little audio detectives, yeah. You're on the ball as always.
Well done.
The other morning, we brought you some of this messing. All right, just my drum. Drum's on standby. Ricky's on standby. Vic is on standby. Ladies first, madame. What have you got for us?
A truck loaded with Vic's vapor rub overturned on the motorway. Amazingly, there was no congestion for 8 hours.
Why did the... since Spain won the Euros over the weekend, I'm going to start with this. What did the nude Spaniard say when he slid down a hill, lads?
I don't know.
Gracias!
Hola!
I've just been to see my doctor. I told him I can't breathe when I eat rice. It turns out I'm asthmatic.
As an asthmatic, I find that joke highly offensive, but very funny.
A frog got his DNA tested. Turns out he's part Irish, part Scottish, and a tadpole.
I took an airline to court for losing my luggage. I lost the case.
An ostrich, an emu, a turkey, and a penguin were all arrested. They were released on bail because they weren't much of a flight risk.
Oh my god.
I recently got squashed by a load of books. I've only got my shelf to blame.
What do you call a gambler that doesn't eat meat?
No.
A lost vegan.
Why can't Stevie Wonder see his friends?
Don't know.
Because he's married.
Oh my heart.
Oh no, there's nothing that can come back from that. The Egyptians claim there are no crocodiles in the country. I think they're in denial.
Denial is a river in Egypt. I sent out an email to the office yesterday because something was stolen off me. So whoever stole my copy of Microsoft Office, I will find you. You have my word.
A man says to Bill Withers, he says, "Hey Bill, ain't no sunshine when she's gone." That's grammatically incorrect. And Bill says, "I know, I know, I know,
I
know."
I like that one. I spotted a brand new clock in KC's orange bin in Crosshaven.
Mm-hmm.
What a waste of time.
All right, last gag. Okay, I've got one left. You've got one left. Rory, let's go for it.
Let me see which one will I go with.
Oh, take your time there, Ron.
I will. Why can't you use beef stew as a password? It's not strong enough.
Lads, what was Michael Jackson's favourite thing?
No. Go on, go on. I haven't heard it, but I know it's going to be broken.
What?
Go on.
What was...
Oh, for God's sake, lads. This is what I have to work with, lads. Listen to these two.
What was Michael Jackson's favourite thing to do on holidays?
I don't know.
Ski. Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Vicks VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Victoria, what have you got?
So Eminem fans are convinced they've uncovered a hidden message within the rapper's new album.
Okay.
So Eminem dropped a new album there, I think it was last week. It's called The Death of Slim Shady.
Now, this is his alter ego, Slim Shady, that has been his... It's like, you remember when Beyonce did this Sasha Fierce thing?
Okay, is that what this is?
It's David Bowie doing Ziggy Stardust. It's like when they do these characters and do character albums.
Yeah.
And then they go, okay, I don't want to be that character anymore, so I'm going to have to kill him off.
Okay, so is the character Slim Shady?
Slim Shady is dead. That's the...
Okay.
So you're going to see Eminem going, I don't know, maybe going into country music after this.
Is that what it is?
I don't know,
Actually, Stevie G has a really good article written all about Eminem there in today's Echo, so you can check that out. But he's talking about the resurgence of 1980s and 1990s rappers coming back again. But anyway, just before the album dropped, Eminem took to X just to say, public service announcement, The Death of Slim Shady is a conceptual album.
Yeah.
Therefore, if you listen to the songs out of order, they might not make sense. Now, what fans are saying is the clue is to actually listen to the album backwards.
What? Oh, actually, not physically in reverse.
I don't know.
Started the last track and work your way back.
Okay, so that's what they're saying. When I first read it, I thought they meant actually
reverse the music.
Yeah.
No, I'd
because
say,
somebody's done that before, haven't they? There was a really famous album that I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, somebody suggests that if you start The Wizard of Oz. If you start at the bit where the lion roars,
yeah,
and you play Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon,
yeah,
that the whole album is synced up to The Wizard of Oz.
Are you joking me?
No,
now,
I'm genuinely. This is I've never done it. I've never tried it. But if you play Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd and watch I don't know. It just could be somebody could have been absolutely banjo demented watching.
Okay,
But it is a rumored thing. Apparently, it is a thing. Yeah.
Anyway, so listen to the album backwards, see if it makes more sense. Eminem's album. That
apparently, if you listen to Boyzone records backwards, they sound better. Listen, we're not over-egging this, are we? This game.
You can't over-egg it enough.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can. And do you know why it's so eggy? It's so eggy because of 19 years. 19 years. See, again, I've mentioned this on air many times. As Cork people, I mean, you're already blessed with the fact that you're God's chosen creatures anyway.
Yeah.
You know, the supreme beings, you know? And you got used to all of this crack. You just got so complacent with your winning and winning. Actually, we're Cork. We're just going to keep winning. And then there's a little bit of a drought. And suddenly things change a little bit, and this is why this particular Sunday, I think, is so eggy. You will call it eggy.
Yeah, we'll egg it on.
Hypey and eggy. What is your pre-game ritual, Rory? What are you going to be doing?
I'll just be a nervous.
Will there be a bucket in the corner?
Yeah, I'll just be avoiding my family and just kind of hiding in a darkened room until throwing, and then see what goes after that.
Where are you going to be watching it, Vic?
I'll be watching it at home because I have a free house.
Free gaff.
Yeah.
Down to Vicks with cans. There we go.
Hashtag bag o' cans.
Yeah, I have a free gap.
All right.
So I'll be watching it from my bed.
Yeah, that's the place to do it. We will see you all down there on Sunday. The 15,000 of you that have got those tickets down to Super Value Park, Equive. Cannot wait to see the vibe and the colours and the flags and the kids and the crack. It's going to be electric. And then we'll talk about the Rebels' return. A little bit closer to all of that. We'll give you more details on that tomorrow morning, because regardless of what happens, there's going to be a celebration on Monday evening.
Oh, yeah.
A celebration of Cork GAA. A celebration of Cork, because it's been an amazing year. Not just for hurlers. The footballers have put in a great shift. It's for our Camogie girls in every club across Cork. This is a celebration on Monday evening. And it's an incredible lineup. There's going to be so much good stuff happening. But to have that little fella called Liam McCarthy there on a table would be kind of sweet.
It would, nice.
That's what we're aiming for.
But we'll celebrate anyway.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this song was played in a nightclub in Tenerife yesterday. Sean is on holidays out there. He ripped it off the Instagram page, gave it to the DJ in a... Okay, it's not a nightclub, it's a bar, kind of discotheque. I was played to a load of demented Cork people.
I love it.
If you want a copy of this, kc@redfm.ie, just drop me an email, I'll send you the MP3. If you are a DJ, or if you just want to play it to your friends up in Limerick, or wherever the case may be. Rebel, Rebel 24, let's go for it. We are days away from the big one, Cork. Let's have you.
I was watching the Sunday game. I'd say me neighbours thought I got insane. The first half nearly gave me a banger. That referee was a bit of a langer. They said we couldn't beat the treaty again. They said Liam was going back to them. We started to play and we gave them a fright.
A bite again.
Then Hoggy knocked over his 700th point. We put an end to the drive for five. What a time to be a rebel and alive.
Oi, oi.
Rebel, Rebels 24. Rebel, Rebels, we showed Limerick the door. Rebel, Rebels, without a care.
Now
let's go and hammer Clare.
All right.
It is Shane Barrett. Barrett, off he goes. Loves running with the ball. It's Brian Hayes. Chance for Hayes. Bursting through. Hoggy's with him. Hayes! Goal! If they're going to do this, they're going to need a few goals. They've got their first one.
We've got the banner. in a whirl. My favourite chocolate bar is a twirl. Oh yeah, we're going out tonight. We're gonna bait the batter, gonna bait them right. So get your hats and flags and scarves out too. They'll be flying rebel flags out in Timbuktu. If you're getting Hogan Stand tickets, can you get me too? Nice one. Come on, Cork, you know what you gotta do. Let's bring an end to 19 years of pain. When we win this, Cork will go insane. Rebel Rebels 24. Rebel Rebels, we showed Limerick the door. Rebel Rebels without a care. Now let's go and batter Clare.
Oh, the Rebels is right. Rebel Rebel 24, if you haven't seen the official video for it, it's on the Red FM Instagram page. 70,000 of you have checked it out. Share it to your buddies. Get it across your socials. And by the way, if you go to our Instagram page, there's a little image that's up there and it says Turn Cork Red. What we want you to do, screenshot that, and we want to get as many people as possible. Change your social media profile. All of this stuff is helping. It's it's turning Cork red. It's getting the crack going. It's getting the vibe going. And it's really supporting the hurlers for this weekend. So go to the Instagram page, little screenshot, change your profile photo. Nice one.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Just got a video from Roland sent in from Cars Hill.
Yeah.
And he's just saying, Casey, it's absolute carnage here at the moment. Let's have a look. It's it's just floodwater everywhere. And it is spilling down. If you're coming from the Bloomfield side, heading down towards Carrigaline, it seems to be spilling out from a house or a field or something. Obviously, there's some kind of water treatment plant or something or an area there. But that is that's causing serious problems there at the moment. Dave, how are we?
Morning, how are you?
We're not too bad. Hi, Davey Kid. Tell me about Davey Kid. Where are you from?
from Douglas, but walking up there in Holly Hill in Energy Wise. Just a big shout out there to all the lads who are listening upstairs and in the warehouse.
Okay, hey. all the lads that are definitely not standing over you with computers and Google open. That's
No, I'm done.
Are you sure about that, Davey? Dave, you wouldn't lie to me. You sound like an honest fella now, yeah?
I wouldn't tell you any lies.
Does he sound? He sounds like a trustworthy.
He does, yeah. And hello to all the lads in Energy Wise there this morning. Lads.
So, what do you do there, Davey?
I look after the solar PV department for people who are getting the solar panels up in the houses or the electric car chargers. So I look after that department there, yeah.
Very good. Solar panels are flying. I mean,
if anyone out there now needs any solar panels, Reston Solar, Dave, and we look after you.
Okay.
There you go.
What's the name of the company again?
EnergyWise.
Energy-wise for your solar panels. There you go. Support a great Cork business.
We do heat pumps and we do all retrofits and heat pumps and stuff like that as well.
I'm going to have to charge you €1,000 for this ad. Fair play to you, Davey.
I like it.
The plug in, bro.
Get it in, man. Get it in. That's what we're here for. All right, buddy, let's go for this.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Who sings Can't Get You Out of Your Head, Dave?
I don't even know.
Rebel Rebel was a song by what singer? The original Rebel Rebel.
Oh, Billy Idol.
No. Rebel Rebel. A fella from the 70s. He started in the 70s. Ziggy Stardust. He painted his face. Correct. Question number 3. Florence Welch is the lead singer with what band?
Florence and the Machine.
Question 4. Where do Munster play their home games? Munster Rugby. Park. Munster Rugby, that is.
Virgin Media Park.
Question number 5. Who presents Room to Improve?
To improve.
Yeah, RTE show, an architect.
Dermot Bannon.
Question number 6. What Irish actor started his career in a sausage ad?
Killian Murphy.
Question number 7. Who is America's youngest ever president?
JFK.
Question number 8. What decade was Nelson Mandela released from prison?
The 70s.
Question number 9. Who is the Prime Minister of Canada? Quickly.
Justin Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau.
Oh, Dave.
Justin number nine. Just as far as we got.
He got stuck on one or two and then he took up the time.
It's always the case. Kylie Minogue is correct. David Bowie is correct. Florence and the Machine. Where do Munster Rugby play their home games? Yes, Virgin Media Park and Poma. I'm going to take both. Let me see. Dermot Bannon is correct. In the sausage ad, Paul Mescal. It was Paul Mescal. America's youngest president ever was Roosevelt. Mandela was released from prison in 1990, and Justin Trudeau,
however you say it,
Whatever you're having yourself, is the president or prime minister of Canada. Dave, another day, another dollar. We'll bring you back again, my friend.
Yes.
In the meantime, we'll get you a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. And
contact Dave for all your solar panel needs.
For all your solar panels, you know who to contact. You absolute chancer. Good luck.
The sport with Simply Suits.
It is indeed. Thank you, Simply Suits. By the way, Simply Suits are going to be doing that draw. I think it's happening. Could be happening today, actually. For the two tickets for the All Ireland. So keep an ear on that. Best of luck, everybody. They're raising a huge amount of money for breakthrough cancer research, and there's still plenty of time for you to find their socials. You make a donation, you're in the draw. It's two tickets to the All Ireland. It's overnight accommodation.
Brilliant.
And I think they'll probably give you a hug as well in Simply Suits.
That's
the kind of people they are. They're very huggy. So shout out to Andrew and all the gang and everybody in Simply Suits. They're doing a massive fundraiser for breakthrough cancer research. Kelly Murphy, did I ask you how you got into radio? How did you end up sitting there with your headphones on?
I started in UCC radio and then did a radio course with Today FM at the same time, and then...
Oh, were you in the Today FM School of Music thingy?
School of Radio,
School of Radio,
And yeah, then applied for a job in Lana's newsroom here and got the job.
And the rest, as they say. I was 14 years old, okay, sitting in my bedroom doing my homework, and I had one of those, you know, those little basketball rings with a little tiny rubber ball.
Yeah.
I spent probably my 3 hours of study just shooting hoops in the bedroom. And I had a little stereo that my dad bought me for my birthday. And there was two radio stations. You had 2FM, you had the local radio station. That was it. And up at the top of the band, I was scanning and I heard all this mad music. This Prodigy, Rage Against the Machine, Nirvana, all this dance and rave. And this lunatic coming from a shed in Castlebar. And his name was Tony. Tony's our engineer now.
Tony's a legend.
He works here, works for us. And he was my best man at my wedding, but he got me into pirate radio at a very, very young age. And this is radio without a license, so you're broadcasting illegally. I mean, it's not really breaking the law. It's just playing tunes, right, Rory?
Yeah.
Would you not have heard like Nirvana and stuff on 2FM at the time?
You wouldn't have heard any of the stuff that he was playing, all of the 90s rave and dance and everything. It was like radio was
good
really
music.
The stuff that we wanted to hear when we were teenagers. But that's how I got into radio. Just got addicted to that. And it was all the crack and the messing and the fun. And then I started working for the pirate station. What I used to do is I'd get on my bike and I would cycle to a phone box because nobody had mobile phones. So I would cycle to a local phone box, take requests
from people
at the phone box. We used to give out the phone box's number.
That's brilliant.
And I'd be there for an hour writing down requests. Johnny loves Mary. Shout out to Polly who wants to kiss Julie. And all of that stuff.
Did you have to write them down?
I had to write them down. I'd cycle back to the studio.
That's so funny.
And then we'd read out the messages on air. Because nobody had mobile phones.
Yeah.
And that was my first introduction to radio. And here we are all these years later.
How far you've come.
There are occasions where I still have to cycle to the phone box when WhatsApp goes down here. But my point to all this ranting is, we are looking for the next big voice in Cork, for the next radio superstar. And it could be you. And I don't want you to think, this isn't for me. It's not for me. I don't want to do it. Anybody that can have the crack, do a bit of messing, can be on radio. You can learn the technical skills. We will teach you everything. But what we want you to do is go to the website, go to redfm.ie, and we want you to sign up. And there's a little thing you can do. It's like a little 30-second voice demo thing you can send in. Doesn't matter where you are, what level you're at. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter about your background. It doesn't matter what part of the world you're from. This is open to everyone. It's all about inclusiveness and diversity, and everybody can get involved in radio, and that's what we want to do. So if you want to be on Red FM, the prize is incredible. Mm-hmm. You're going to come in here, you're going to do all your training, you're going to have your own show for 6 months and everything, and you're going to be on the air broadcast in as a broadcaster. Yeah. So go to redfm.ie right now or later today and get involved. And you could be in here taking our jobs.
So join us.
We're shooting ourselves in the foot here, lads. What's going on? We'd love to hear from you. Redfm.ie, get involved. Are you Cork's next radio star? Let's hear from you.